Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What's your dumb human trick? The thing that you can do to impress people randomly? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, my friend Charlie, whenever there's new people that join our group, right? After one beer, he's like, guys, you know I can do a split, right?
I mean, it's the strangest thing to bring up, right?
And then my girlfriend Danielle, my best friend, she'll come running around the corner. Charlie, no! No, don't do it. And then he has to explain, it's not the center split.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, like the forward split where one leg goes in front of you and one goes behind.
Yeah.
And he can do it.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have to stretch. He just drops right
down to
the split.
Can he do it in like tight jeans and like
jeans.
And yeah. Boots?
Yeah.
I mean, that basically makes him Kevin Bacon.
It's
so that is impressive.
Thing. Yeah. I think everybody's got that one thing, though. They're like their dumb human trick that they just busted out whenever they want to do something different. Let's go around the room and do your dumb human trick.
Yeah, let's start with them because I mean, I'm not even sure. I have to think of something I can do.
Producer John, what is your dumb human trick?
I can flip my hat up in the air and have it land directly back on my head. When I worked at an elementary school, the kids would go nuts for this.
Let's see it.
It's great.
Let's see it. Stand up right now.
I take my headphones off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. Ready? Ready?
Wow.
Yes!
First try.
Boom.
It's pretty impressive.
I will say that producer John's hair is very puffy, though, so it does capture the hat.
So it catches it.
Yeah.
His hair leans out for
I appreciate you noticing what a great head of hair I have. Thank you.
He does have a lot of hair.
Okay.
All right, producer Sean, what is your dumb human trick?
So I have a feeling I'm going to regret telling you guys this, but I could clap really fast with my hands. And it just, it's a weird.
What do you mean you clap really?
Right, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's see it. Oh my God, what is that?
I told you I was going to regret telling you guys this. I knew it.
Do it again. Right, his hands are so rapidly moving.
I mean, it's not a conventional clap where it's like he's layering them. He's slapping them over each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it painful?
No, it's not.
Where is that clap appropriate? Let's just, let me ask. I mean, it's kind of like a walrus
anytime
penguin.
Anytime you want to be that last guy in the audience, like, you know when everyone's like done clapping and it's going down? I'm that guy out there just like.
Wait, no, we have to put a visual of this up because you have to see it to understand.
I'm the last clap guy. That's me.
All right. I mean, that's pretty outstanding there.
Immediately, I need you to put a video of that on our Instagram.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Anna and Raven. Raven, did you come up with yours?
Comparatively speaking, I mean, I can balance an unnatural amount of stuff from the car into the house, like, you know, just like
every
stacking it all
that.
Up. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a mom. All right, so for me, it feels like a human trick. I don't have another one. I feel so inadequate now.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. You don't have a dumb human trick.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
All right. What's yours?
Well, I can open beer bottles with my mouth.
No, don't do that.
It's bad for your teeth.
I can't do that today.
I've done it many times on the air before to brag, and now they won't let me do it anymore because they're tired of seeing me do that.
It's because sooner or later, you're going to break your tooth in half, and I don't want to be witness. I don't even want to hear that when it happens.
Yep.
I can also do this with my tongue.
And what are you doing?
I can click.
Who can't do that?
Not everybody. Raven can't do it.
Me and Sean are both doing it right now.
Oh. I mean, I'm doing it.
All right.
We're all doing it.
I can make the sound of like a spritz hairspray, but not like, you know, like not the aerosol one.
You could just do stuff. That's like my 2-year-old could do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Go get me a beer bottle.
No, we're not doing that.
1-800-330-9999. What's your dumb human trick? He could have on work boots, jeans, doesn't matter. My friend Charlie, it's like 6'2", right? You know what does he do? Whenever we have a beer or two and we have like new people in the crowd, he's like, you know, guys, I can do a split. He just drops right down into that split.
Why does it come out so quickly?
I don't know. And he doesn't look like the kind of guy that can do a split.
Right.
You know?
That's what makes it impressive.
Yeah.
When you do it in that tight of jeans, you're like, wow, what is this? Footloose, man? This is awesome.
What is your dumb human trick? The thing that you could bust out at parties whenever you feel like it. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I can drive with my knee.
I could drive with my knee.
You can?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
How do you trick? No, you can't. Like, you turn? Like,
everybody can drive with your knee. Oh, yeah, I could turn. A certain amount of turn.
I mean, what? If you're turning left onto a highway, you can use your knees.
Well, let me give you an example. On the highway would be easier than getting off the highway because basically, like, the G-force, the centrifugal forces, when you release the wheel, mm-hmm. will allow you to do it. So it's going to be some back and forth. There's going to be some hand action with the knee action. Am I right? Right? Is it going
to
be a little...
Well, have you tried it? Because it takes a lot of motor control, actually, to be consistent with it. It's not like using your arm on a steering wheel.
No. He's straight mad at you for trying to play down his talent.
I'm sorry, man. I don't want to, you know, take from you or anything, but I have passed a car with my knee. And I've passed a car with my knee.
What, are you guys on a roller coaster? Long? Why are you both so intent on driving without your hands?
He wants to know the distance and the speed. Like, he wants to know everything. It was on the highway, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not a liar. I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your dumb human trick?
Oh, yeah. I'm a two-finger whistler.
Oh, you're one of those people that you put the fingers in the mouth to whistle?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, you have to do it. We're not your neighbors, so I'm going to say yes. But these are usually really, really, really loud, too.
These are loud, so hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. And she can do the one where it means somebody sexy's coming.
I feel so objectified. Don't talk that way to me.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your dumb human trick?
Hi, I can curl my tongue and actually touch the tip of my nose with that curled tongue.
Oh, that is, it's one thing to do it both. Hold on, I could curl my tongue. Can you curl your tongue, Raven?
What do you mean, like, no, I can't do that.
I could curl my tongue, too.
I've never been able to do it.
But I can't touch my nose. Now you're like, we don't. Is your tongue long, or is it a normal size, and you just are able to do it?
Do you have that surgery that Gene Simmons had, supposedly?
Oh, No. I didn't have any surgery. I guess maybe it's just I practiced it a lot, and now I have a party trick.
Are you jealous of him that I can curl my tongue? You can't.
They call me Dr. Love. They call you Dr. Love.
Okay.
Nope.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a dumb human trick?
Hey, I am double jointed, but just the hips and ankles. Like, I can, like, when sitting down, I can turn my feet all the way around. Yeah.
The double jointed thing is weird when people can pop their shoulders out.
But imagine how cool that would be to freak out people in the men's lab.
100%.
Right? You're looking under the stall. You're like, what's going on in there?
Right before last call out of good bar. Like, hold on, guys. Wait till you see what I can do.
Oh, man.
Do you have a dumb human trick? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Bonus points if you could do it right now. I think we'll skip all the calls about the bodily functions, right? Doesn't that seem like that?
Seems like there's a lot of people that have really taken command of their orifices and can release sounds whenever it is that they feel like. They're proud of them.
They're so proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your dumb human trick? 1-800-330-9999. Over the weekend, my buddy, whenever we're with new friends, he loves to just drop into a split like it's nothing. He got work boots on, a pair of jeans. He's like, guys, watch this. Right into a split.
It
perfect
seems odd.
Split. Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband can shake his eyeballs. Did you ever see somebody do that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
He's like, he also is very excited about that. Raven thinks he can balance a spoon on his nose.
Oh,
let's
I know
see
I can. Hold on.
Yeah, but you make put the condensation on. Let me see.
That's the trick.
No, it's not sticking on.
It's a plastic spoon, first off.
Okay.
Work with me here. Okay. Give me a metal spoon would work.
Okay, let me try again.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's balancing on his nose. You can put a spoon on your nose.
Eh?
Yeah, that's the most common human trick. You can do it.
Can't move it.
You can't move, right.
That's impressive. It's still stuck on there. Look.
Yeah.
Now I kicked it off.
Wow.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your dumb human trick?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, my girlfriend thinks it's dumb, but I used to take karate when I was younger, and I haven't taken it in years, and but one thing that I can still do is I can still do a really cool, good karate roll. So, I mean, I just sometimes, like, if I go in the gym or if I am in a park and it's like a soft bed of grass, I just love to still start doing my karate rolls. And I just do like 10 in a roll. And like my girlfriend gets so embarrassed because it's like we'll be walking in the park and then all of a sudden I do my karate rolls. And she's like, what the hell are you doing?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about like rolling or somersaulting like a ninja or something? What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I hope they're intimidating, man, because here on the phone was the last thing I expected you to say.
They're pretty solid.
I thought he was
going to
be like,
solid.
I can break a board with my hand still. I can do this. He's like, nope. Sometimes I'm just walking along, and I start rolling.
I just get the itch to do
karate
it.
Karate roll.
I just get the itch
right.
to do it.
You know what? If you're that good at something, I understand. Right. Who told Picasso not to paint? Right. Roll on, brother.
Right.
Roll on.
That's right.
You start getting down, I can start rolling around.
Gosh.
My girlfriend gets mad. I don't know why. Oh, God.
All right. Ann Raven, do you have any stupid human tricks?
I do have tricks, and I inherited them from my parents. I can wiggle my ears without, like, you know, doing anything else, just wiggle my ears. And then, like my mom, I can lift my eyebrows left, right. And then it's great when you really want to, like, make a point, you know?
Right now, Raven and I are just lifting our eyebrows.
Trying.
And I realize,
are you trying?
You can't do one. I can only do both at the same time. Oh, Raven, you could do it a little bit.
Yeah, I put one down.
Yeah.
And one up.
You put one up and one down.
I look like I got hit by a bat.
Maybe I can't do it because of Botox.
Oh, man. Confession time going on here. No, same expression.
No, it's like it's exactly the same.
Kind of Frankenstein-esque.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.